Welcome to the show, everyone. This is your host, Ken D. Foster. Many of you have asked me, what are the secrets to longevity, to really healing chronic illness, to be able to live a vibrant, holistic, healthy, have well-being in our life, live that healthy lifestyle? Well, there are lots of traditional ways we can go with allopathic medicine to heal things, but there's also healing modalities and remedies and ways that you can heal your body, your mind, your soul, your spirit, mentally, emotionally, physically, and spiritually by allowing yourself to let go of your traditional thinking, start to think outside of the box, start understanding that healing is a quest, and understanding that there are ways to heal that you've never experienced before in your life. That's what we're going to be talking about today. I have a couple guests on my show today that have a miraculous story of healing, and also the master that has helped heal so many thousands of people on the planet. We're very, very blessed today to have this show. So I encourage you to tune in, get present, allow yourself, if you're in a place that you really need any kind of healing in your life, get really present with this show. This show is going to break barriers in yourself, take off limitations in yourself like never before. I've got to take a break. As soon as we come back, I'm going to introduce our master healer. We'll be right back. Well, welcome back, everybody, to the Voices of Courage show. I'm here with Dr. Master Shaw, and it's so good to have you on the show today, Master Shaw. So great to have you.
Thank you, Ken.
Okay. Let me give you a formal introduction to my audience, and I want to share with my audience, this is a series of shows that we're doing on the Courage to Heal. We're going to be able to help you address all types of issues that you may have in your body, whether it's back, kidney, heart, liver, bones, whatever it may be. We're going to be addressing those in this series that I'm doing with the Dr. Master Shaw. So Master Shaw is a Tao Grandmaster, healer, teacher, and author of 30 books, including 11 New York Times bestsellers, and several other bestseller lists like Wall Street Journal, USA Today, and Amazon. He has an MD degree in Western medicine from China and also a doctor of traditional Chinese medicine and acupuncture. Master Shaw has combined the essence of Western medicine with ancient wisdom to create soul, mind, body medicine. Master Shaw's soul healings in Tao teachings, helping humanity heal in many, many ways. He is a grandmaster of several Asian arts, including in 2002, he was named the Qigong Master of the Year at the Fourth World Congress of Qigong. With the creation of the Tao calligraphy, he has received the highest honors a Chinese calligrapher can receive. He's been appointed to the position of National Chinese Calligrapher Master, as well as Honorable Researcher Professor by State Ethnic Academy of Painting in Beijing, China. Master Shaw, it's an honor to have you on the show. It's great to have you here.
It's my great honor to serve. Thank you.
I had an experience with you myself when, just a couple of years ago, I think it was that I fell off a bicycle, had a bicycle accident, and I separated my shoulder and tore up my leg, and I was in such pain. And then I got COVID on top of it, right? And you gave me this you made a special recording for me. And that recording, I played that every day until this pain subsided in my body and my body healed. So I'll never forget that. And of course, we've been friends ever since. How does this healing work? How does the Tao work for healing? How does this actually work?
Yeah. First of all, I want to explain a little bit the Tao. I think Bible and the Tao Te Ching, and the two most publications in Mother Earth. And every university philosophy department honor Lao Tzu, China 2,600 years ago. Lao Tzu's ancient sage, ancient saints. He wrote the Tao Te Ching, university, country leader, Nobel Prize recipients, billionaire, millionaire. They all learn from Lao Tzu. Lao Tzu gave the concept, Tao is ultimate source. We live between heaven and the Mother Earth. And, you know, in the spiritual journey, people meditation, okay, absorb the energy of heaven, absorb the energy from Mother Earth. But the heaven and the Mother Earth are the creator. Who created heaven and earth is Tao, ultimate source. So therefore, I offer Tao healing. I wrote the calligraphy. See, behind me is a calligraphy. So therefore, one can fall down, had a fracture with many people. I write a Tao calligraphy. But calligraphy is the art, Ken. Everybody know Tao is a source. I'm the servant, choosing servant. So when I write a calligraphy, the source is... They put the power in the path. Then the people just tracing today. And Ken asked me, Master Sha, can you show something people can really feel? Exactly at the end of the show, we have a few minutes. People can really feel my calligraphy and listen my chanting. Everybody knows sound. I'm the Tao sound. I create the Tao sound. When I chant, Hoi Ya. I will listen my chanting later in the tape. So I same vibration. Everybody know the vibration. It just remove the blockages. I use Tao sound, Tao calligraphy, and Tao water. Everybody drink water. I put the power in the water. People drink the water. Oh, 100,000 heart touching story. Myself, I graduate from China, MD. Doctor of traditional Chinese medicine, acupuncture, herbalist. Now I position myself as a Tao healer. He's a Tao healer. And offer the healing. I train the thousands of healers. Now more and more medical professionals come to me. I'm serving all people. As long as you want to serve, heal, you want to heal others, I'm just a supporter for modern medicine, all the healing modalities. My message, I have the power to heal myself. You have the power to heal yourself. Together, we have the power to heal the world.
Well, you know what I love about that is, you know, in my tradition, you know, I've been taught through my teacher that, you know, it's the power of the healer combined with the receptivity of those being healed. So if you're really open and you can let go of the some of the doubt and uncertainty in your mind and just be open to the healing, this is where it seems to work the quickly. I find you don't even have to be that open. You'll still get a blessing. But if you're real open, you get more. Is that accurate, or what do you say to that?
No, it's accurate. You know, mind over matter means people understand mindfulness. Like you said, open the mind, meditation, positive thinking, positive words, all great. But now, what I'm sharing with humanity is mind over matter plus soul over matter. Soul is information. In quantum physics, everybody understand information. Now, Tao source is offered information. So information has a positive, love, care, compassion, generosity, kindness. Okay, some people upset, anger, depression, anxiety, fear, jealousy. This is negative information. So the positive information give us good health, relationship, finances, happiness. Negative information make us sick. Emotional blockage, mental blockage, relationship, financial challenges. So therefore, whole healing is bring the positive information through Tao calligraphy, Tao sound, Tao water. It's I connect with the source to be a messenger. Later, when you see the video, you can feel right away. In ancient world, if you want to know if a pear is sweet, taste it, called taste the pear. You taste the pear a little bit about my healing today.
I love it. Well, listen, I've got to take a quick break here. But when we come back, you know, there's no better way to get rid of the skeptical mind than with the truth, and the truth coming from someone that has experienced the work. So when we come back, we're going to bring in a very special guest who's going to be talking about his own healing, working with the Tao calligraphy and the Tao sound and Master Sha. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to transform your life and get what you really want? Hi, this is Ken D. Foster, and over the past 30 years, I've helped thousands of people change the course of their lives by doing one special thing daily. This is the foundation of my latest book, The Courage to Change Everything. It is the ultimate guide to awakening the transformative power within you to get what you want. In this book, I'll teach you exactly how to unlock your hidden potential, break through your limitations, and get what you want, no matter what's happening in the economy or things beyond your control. So why wait? Get your copy of The Courage to Change Everything right now at couragetochange.us. That's couragetochange.us. There's no risk to you if you're not fully satisfied that this book has supported you in getting what you want. Just return it for a full refund.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good. The station that makes you feel good.
Well, welcome back to the Voices of Courage show. The series is called The Courage to Heal, and I'm here with Dr. Master Sha. And a very special guest. He's been my book agent for 20 plus years. He's one of the top publishers in the nation. He is a man that I highly regard and highly respect. And he has a story that he wants to share with everybody about what happened to him here recently and how he has healed his body, his mind. Let me just give you a little more about my guest, Bill Gladstone. Bill, I'm trying to find your bio here. Here it is. He's actually been a pioneer in the publishing industry. He's worked with individuals such as Eckhart Tolle. Deepak Chopra. He's worked with many of the top speakers, authors, trainers in the country, publishing their books. And all right, Bill, I'm going to let you just kind of tell us a little bit more about you, because I'm not seeing what I need to see here. And so, Bill, welcome to the show. It's glad to have you here.
Thank you. This is my first interview in 3 months. In the last 3 months, I've lost over 30 pounds. So I'm just on the mend here, and I'll begin my story. It was in November that they found a tumor, a 5-centimeter tumor in my bladder. They didn't want to say it was cancer. It could have been benign. So they scheduled surgery. I went in on January 18th, and unfortunately, the surgery did not go well. They were able to remove the tumor, but not all of it. And in the process, there was kidney damage. And that was very serious. And so they immediately scheduled a second operation the next day. And that operation was a complete and total failure. They weren't able to achieve any goal. So they scheduled another surgery 2 days later, and it was only half successful. So that improved the kidney situation. They put what they call a nephrostomy bag on the right kidney, but they didn't want to stop there. They said, look, getting you into surgery again, once you leave the hospital, is going to be very difficult. So let's try one more time to get that left kidney. And they tried, but they failed. I ended up in the ICU. It was a very dangerous situation. It took about 9 days before I was released from the hospital. And during that time, I don't think I would have made it, except Master Shah made a recording for me, which I listened to nonstop. That was really all I did to deal with the pain. They wanted to give me opioids, but for a number of reasons, I didn't want to take opioids. So that was just the beginning of it. But what I hadn't shared with the doctors is, if you see that calligraphy behind me, Master Shah created that calligraphy for me in November when we found out I had this tumor. And he said, look, I can never promise anything. It's up to heaven. But if you trace that calligraphy at least 2 hours a day for 90 days, the tumor may go into remission. Well, I did that. But unfortunately, it was a little less than 90 days when they did the operation. And the surgeon came to me after the operation with a very grave look on his face. He said, I'm really sorry, but you have an extremely aggressive cancer. We're not going to be able to save your bladder. We do have a connection with San Diego's foremost surgeon who will be able to give you an artificial bladder. I've scheduled for you to meet with the surgeon as soon as possible. It's going to be about 3 weeks because she's on a ski vacation and she's, you know, in great demand. So I did go in 3 weeks and meet with the top surgeon in San Diego. She said, look, I'm not even going to introduce you to the radiologist. There's no way that's going to be sufficient. Here, you're going to meet with the chemotherapist. You're going to need chemo so we can decide what kind of chemo. You're going to need some chemo treatments. And then after about 2 months, we'll know exactly the best way to remove your bladder. Fortunately for me, I continued to trace. I continued to work with Master Shah. And as is normal, they did a PET scan and a second biopsy before operating. And much to the amazement of everyone, the cancer was gone, totally and completely gone. And this was really surprising because I had been told, I asked specifically, does this kind of cancer ever go into remission? And this head surgeon said, I've done over 1,000 and I've never seen one go into remission. So there's no doubt in my mind that it was because of the calligraphy and because of what I was doing. And one of the things I think that's very important for people to know, yes, Master Shah works miracles, but it's 50-50. You have to do the work and you have to have faith and you have to have commitment. And I have to say, when I was told after tracing for close to 90 days that I had this cancer, I was a little disappointed. And yes, I had my moments of doubt. It's like, well, I guess it didn't work. I guess I have too much negative karma. And so I was doubting that it was even effective. And it turned out it was effective. But it was effective in large part because I didn't give up hope. And one of the things, in addition to the techniques that Master Shah was able to provide me, is his absolute unconditional love. And it almost makes me cry because, I mean, I would call him in the middle of the night because it was very difficult being in ICU. They wouldn't even allow visiting hours because of COVID. I was all by myself. They kept coming by every 2 hours for stupid reasons like, oh, your blood sugar might be high, pricking me in the finger every 2 minutes. And the doctor's telling me, you know, you're kind of old. I don't think we should resuscitate at any cost. You know, there's a good chance, you know, you're going to die. And, you know, it was difficult. And without Master Shah's psychological support, as well as the calligraphy, I don't think I would have pulled through. But in addition to this, things got even more complicated. After they let me out of the hospital, I got a terrible infection. And again, it was only because of Master Shah that I pulled through that. And then I was let out of the hospital a third time. I got an even worse infection and I had something, I don't understand the medical terms, but septic. I was told by the doctors that I had just a few hours to live unless they immediately operated. For whatever reason, my intuition said, no, please give me at least 6 hours. Let me work with Master Shah and see if we can avert the need for the surgery. Because if they had had to do the surgery, we're talking about the kind of surgery where they would have had to break my chest open, put a pipe down my mouth. I mean, I probably would have died at my age from that surgery. Miraculously, within 6 hours, I was no longer in danger at the level that required that surgery. So I am a living monument to the effectiveness. I've learned a lot. I'm probably going to be writing a book about this because there's a lot of details. I learned a lot on many levels about how to integrate what Master Shah is doing with mainstream medicine. One of the things that's very important, Master Shah never once said, don't follow the medical doctors. Keep in contact, you know, listen to your doctors, do what your doctors say, but I'll try to help. And I'll try to help not just you, but I'll also try to help the doctors so they'll be at their best. So it's a very interesting process. I happen to teach the Tao Te Ching with Dr. Master Shah. And what I learned about the Tao from this process was so valuable that even though I will say this was the equivalent of torture. I've never been so miserable for such a long period of time. And I learned a lot about flaws in our medical system. But I'm so grateful for the experience because I have learned at a higher level, not just about the true nature of forgiveness practices. I wrote this book about Master Shah. The first edition came out about 15 years ago. And then I wrote a second edition. The first edition, I was skeptical. The second edition, no, it works. But there's a level of belief and committed belief. And I had belief by the time I wrote this one, but I didn't have a level of committed belief that I now have. I think having this level of committed belief is going to make me a better student of the Tao and a better communicator that can help millions of people, because this is important. This isn't just about Master Shah. Master Shah is, as far as I can tell, the best living healer on the planet. But what he's doing is universal. When he says you can heal yourself, he's not kidding. You can. And, you know, obviously using his techniques, we know it is effective, but it's not limited necessarily only to his techniques. It has more to do with understanding Tao. And when I say understanding Tao, it's understanding the nature of the universe. It's understanding that when wonderful things happen to you, don't get overly excited. When terrible things happen to you, don't get overly excited. Follow nature's way. It's yin and yang. And sometimes it's the terrible or the seemingly terrible things that happen to you that are your greatest teachers and your greatest opportunities for growth.
I said, my friend, I'm so happy that you are healed. You are moving into a new phase of your life and so blessed that Dr. Shah, Master Shah has helped you to do this. And you paid attention to your intuition. You paid attention. And that one part where you said, I persisted. I had faith. I kept going on. I mean, that was the most powerful part for me. And I'm sure a lot of our audience really connected with that. So thank you. Thank you for that. And if you'd like to stay on with us for a minute, that'd be great. I got to take a break here. And then I'm going to bring Dr. Shah back on, and we're going to go from there. Oh, what a show we have going today. This is absolutely phenomenal. I hope you are now, my listening audience, I'm speaking to you right now. You know, if you have a family member or friend or someone out there that is ready to heal in their life, is ready to take their life to the next level, I hope you will pass this show on to them and let them know about that. This is important information that's coming through, and this is the time. You know, there's no coincidences in life. If you're listening to the show, there's a reason you're listening to this show. So I pray that you'll pass it on and listen to your own intuition. All righty, Dr. Shah, Master Shah. I'd like to bring you and Bill in together. Master Shah, what would you like to say to Bill?
I love Bill. Because of Bill, in the most difficult time, even midnight, when the doctor says no hope, I have a spiritual teacher. Can you give me 6 hours for my teacher? That's Bill's love. There's a build trust to me. How many people you really trust a healer? In the hospital, ICU, we honor all Western doctor experts. I'm the Western medicine doctor from China. But when you have that sepsis, everybody know the bacteria come to the blood, creatine 30, normal 1 point something. Sugar 940, normal 110, 140, 20. So just for this, and also difficult. And Bill told me he was in the near-death experience. At this moment, he think about Master Shah. He think about tell doctor, give me 6 hours. Then Bill told me, doctor, even want to work with me now. Afterwards, follow him up, work with Dr. Shah. I'm so happy. So Bill, I love you. You are a great example to show humanity. And the cannot is cannot be healed, aggressive cancer. Sepsis is everybody understand how serious. Sugar high to that kind of situation. They want to open your heart, all kind of issue. Near-death experience. I honor Western medicine. What I did for you is I connect with Tao. I give Tao love light. The source has infinite power, ultimate creator. We are the human being. What I'm sharing with humanity, I have the power to heal myself. You have the power to heal yourself. We need to connect with Tao. There's a techniques. There's wisdoms. So I build like a Ken said, trust, confident, 50%. The healer, there's a 50. You have to listen the chanting. So therefore, from this show, thank you, Ken, to inviting me. Bill introduced me to the Ken. How interesting we meet together. So therefore, we have the tape and we have the song, and the Ken can share with the people for lower back, for kidney, for heart, for lung. So this 10 minutes tape, I wish you use your heart, follow Tracy Calligraphy, chant the sound of vibration. I wish, my last wish is I wish humanity can, more and more people can do self-healing, connect with the source, connect with the love and the light, learn the Bill's spirit, okay? Never give up, do the job. Love you all, thank you.
I love that, and on the screen right now for our viewing audience, they can see that if they'd like to find out more about some of the healing modalities, we'll be talking about that in a minute, but that are available to you, you can go to courage.drsha.com, courage.drsha.com. You can find out a lot more about what's available for you right now. And by the way, Dr. Shah has a humanitarian aspect. He's very altruistic. I think some of the healing modalities start around $10. So this isn't something you know, if you're in a place that you just like to get your feet wet and check it out, I encourage you to do that. Bill Gladstone, what would you like to say to Dr. Shah right now?
Well, that I'm extremely grateful. But beyond that, I also want to remind Dr. Shah that even more than a healer, you're a teacher. You're a Tao master teacher. And it is by raising the consciousness of the planet that we will achieve the goals of not just self-healing, but creating a better world for all sentient beings. And that is actually your true legacy, even beyond being a master healer, because no one understands, in my experience, the Tao, and no one expresses a daily commitment to following nature's way as fully as you do. So for that alone, I thank you, and you are a true model. And the more people that can learn about you and about your modalities and can learn from your students. The other thing that has always amazed me about you, Master Shah, is you're not just doing this alone. I've personally interacted with at least 100 of your master teachers, many of whom have had amazing results with cancer patients and other severe conditions. But you actually have developed a technique, because it's based on connecting to the Tao, that is transferable to other healers or want to be healers. And I've actually seen people who started out really just as patients themselves, wanting to heal their own condition, and are now healing others. So this is something that needs further exploration. I'm here to help. I'm eternally grateful. And I think we're going to have a lot of fun bringing this new knowledge to the world.
Thank you.
And I want to say this, this is new knowledge to the world. This is on the cutting edge. We're in a new place, and you know, people are much more open to understanding that Eastern medicine and Western medicine both have their place in the world today. And if you're trying, you know, if you're on a healing quest right now, it's been my experience with many of my clients, many of my friends over the last many years. If you're just using one modality and not the other, sometimes you need to pursue the other one, right? Especially, healing is about results, right? Bill Gladstone just told us about his results. But what are the results you're getting right now? That's the question. If you're not getting the results that you'd like, hey, let's explore something new. That's what I'm doing this show for. That's why I'm bringing in Master Shaw and some of his teachers and students so that you can understand what's possible for you. So listen, I got to take a quick break. When we come back, Master Shaw and I are going to talk a little bit more, and then we got a 10-minute video all about specific technique on how to heal today. You today.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good. The station that makes you feel good.
All right. Well, Master Shaw, we are back for our almost our final segment here. What are we going to see with the video, and how will it benefit my audience?
Okay. I create a 10-minute video with a special calligraphy. Then the people use a hand like this, connect. Because the calligraphy to be hidden behind. The calligraphies are Tao calligraphy, source, love, light, frequency, vibration. The source, creator, the positive information, energy, matter in the calligraphy. Then when you're tracing, invisible light come to the body. We have lower back. We have every time we show you. Can ask me every time we show this today lower back. Next time kidney, then heart, lung. So therefore, millions of people have issues. Then Tao calligraphy and singing Tao song. So I put them together as a video with animation, and you connect with this positive field in quantum physics, quantum entanglement, and I'm in a place. Everybody worldwide in the B place. What the A place vibrate, what the B place vibrate also. No time and space. This is a quantum physics, quantum entanglement. It can explain how people watch your healing tape. People could receive result. By the way, by 2 weeks, we have 1,000 people access all heart touching story, hundreds of thousands. I wish this tape can serve you well.
I love that. Thank you so much, Dr. Shaw. And now we are going to go right into and play the tape. So here we go.
Welcome to the Tao Calligraphy Tao Song for rejuvenating your kidneys. When I read this Tao calligraphy, I connect with the source. The source puts love, light, and the most positive information, energy, matter into the past. I have created this sacred Tao calligraphy tree, ya. You Tao. Tao mantra, Triya Yu Tao, cannot be translated. It carries sacred power. how do we bring the positive information, energy, and matter to your kidneys? Let us begin by tracing the path of this Tao calligraphy. Put your hands like this. Follow the animation to continue to trace. Now we will connect even deeper with the Tao calligraphy Tao song, Chui Ya Yu Dao. First, put your one palm on the lower abdomen and the other palm over one kidney. You can visualize the light coming from the Tao calligraphy Tao song field to your kidneys. Now watch the animation to chant and sing with me. Chui ya yu dao, 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 chui ya yu dao,
吹呀又到，吹呀又到，吹呀又到，吹呀又到。
Well, I hope you've really enjoyed this show, and we're going to say goodbye to Dr. Shaw. Any final thoughts? That was a powerful tape that we just watched, and I do want to put back on the screen where people can find out more about the what we're doing here. You can go to courage, drsha.com, courage.drshaw.com. Again, courage.drsha.com. Dr. Shaw, final thoughts.
Final thought. Let me and Ken serve you more. This is only beginning.
This is only the beginning. I love it. Well, thank you so much for being part of this amazing series that we're doing. And we'll back soon with the next one. Thank you so much. And for all of you that have watched the show today, I pray that you will step into and be aware and willing to see the unseeable and know the unknowable and do the impossible so that you can step into your brilliance, your power, your passion in this world and make this world a better place for all. Till next time, take care.